Director Ravico as a living breathing.
All right, guys. I'll go ahead and call the August 11th meeting of the Environmental Advisory Committee to order. Has everyone had a moment to look at our agenda for today's meeting?
Yes.
All right. Any amendments? Are we good as presented?
Good.
We'll go with that. And I understand there's some issues with the reporting.
Rachel's talking about from our last meeting in June.
So we won't spend too much time on that, but speak into the microphone, if you will. And for old business, we've got John Mitchell talking to us about county parks and greenways, and Rachel's assisting as well. John?
Very good. Well, you guys have been the victim of some of my 30-minute ramblings in the past, and so I guess I'll just kind of say a few words about recent goings-on, and I'll open up the floor and take any questions that anyone might have, including members of the public, about greenways and plans and what may or may not happen in the future, and on and on. So, what's changed since the last time we spoke? Well, two of the biggest pieces of news, I think, which would be relevant for this group, we let a contract to begin work on a section of greenway in at Westfelt Park. Allison Contracting is handling the contract, and if you go out there today, you will see that he has surveyed. There are a lot of flags out there. They've cleared areas for the path, and he's put compacted limestone, which is the foundation for paved greenway facility, in place there. I don't know that we'd refer to that as a piece of a greenway. It's a trail or greenway that exists in a current county park. It's really kind of an interesting thing to see, and I'd be pleased. Now where you're thinking about coming up with brainstorming sessions, it might be a bad idea to go out there and take a look. It sounds like fun. It almost sounds like a field trip, you know.
Yep.
I can quit typing emails for a couple hours and we can go out there.
There you go.
Rachel, how does that sound?
I can drive.
Right?
I
can
drive.
That's going on. That's going quicker than expected. I would hazard a guess that it'll probably be wrapped up within the month. We certainly want to get it done before. I'm looking at Rachel because she looked like she was going to tell me that wasn't going to happen, but I do think it'll be done within a month, and certainly before the winter comes. When it's done, that'll be another good option for folks to walk it. And for me, I must hasten to add that there will be more opportunities to fish along that section of the river, which, you know, is good. It's really great for smallmouth. What else? Let's see. Across the river from Westfelt Park, the commissioners approved a staff to negotiate a memorandum of understanding with NC State University to accommodate a riverwalk trail along what it was effectively a 35-foot easement on both the county's property, which is across the river from Westfelt Park, and on NC State University's property, which is adjacent to that property on the other side of the river and goes up to Fanning Bridge Road. Additionally, we anticipate that there will be, this is Rachel's project, so I'm taking all of it. Let me know when you want to jump in the middle of it.
I'm going to pass this around.
Okay, well then.
Keep going and I'll just pass.
Okay. There are a number of facets to that negotiation. The first is that the county had an interest in creating an educational opportunity for children and for folks who are interested in agricultural practices, best practices. Some of you may know that Agricultural Research Station part of the Cooperative Extension, which is part of the land grant universities established 100 years ago-ish for the purposes of teaching folks how to farm. Incidentally, just as an aside, do you know if you are a knockdown, drag-out farmer from the time you're like 17, 18 years old until the time you retire, you're only going to put about 40 crops in the ground? Can you imagine? I mean, by the time you probably put your last crop in the ground, you're probably starting to figure it out. So that's where crop extension comes in. They're supposed to be the kind of the repository. Where are we at on that one? Repository for all of this information. And they're also supposed to be breeding plants, which they do, so that they'll be hardy in the mountain environment. In fact, little known aside about the Cooperative Extension, they bred the Cherokee purple tomato, which we all enjoy, and many other sustainable crops that are only grown here in the mountains. Nevertheless, there will be a mowed path around our property, and also around the drainage ditches which exist on the property already, which will be maintained by Cooperative Extension, and we expect to plant under Rachel's supervision a pollinator garden at some point in the future. I'm pleased to answer any questions you might have about that. I'm pleased to answer any questions you might have about Westfeld Park. And the last item of interest, I think, to this group as it relates to parks and greenways. As you know, the city of Hendersonville recently opened a 1.8-mile section of trail headed north to Berkeley Mills Park. I've ridden it numerous times and enjoyed it. In addition to that, the commissioners, as you know, back in November directed staff to investigate the possibility of extending the Oklawaha Greenway from its terminus in Jackson Park through Jackson Park. Now, not outside of Jackson Park, but through Jackson Park. And staff has finished its investigation of that alignment, and it is on the commissioner's agenda for this Wednesday for discussion. And if you go on the county's website, you can see that report. I'm pleased to give you details about it. I thought for a brief second about just giving it to you today, but then I thought, well, that I should probably show it to the commissioners first since they asked for it. So that's why I don't have a copy today. But if you want to look at it, it's on the internet. There you go. What else? What questions do you have?
Where will we find the information on the extension? Is it just attached with an addendum for the next?
I'll send you a link.
Yep.
Great.
It's an interesting document.
Who prepared it?
My staff, in conjunction with the county engineer and with our parks and recreation staff.
So how long is that new section?
It's going to be like 870 feet-ish. I'm telling you, about 3/4 of a mile. Is that right? About half a mile? Yeah. A little less than that. Miles like
5,000.
It's 5,000. I don't know. Clearly. I don't know. It's making things up, so go along.
Some portion of a mile.
What is 1,200 feet?
That might be
yards.
Quarter
yards in a mile.
There you go.
Is it really 1,000 yards?
Rachel, you want to look it up? Look, I'll tell you how far it is.
Does it go all the way through?
I'll tell you how far it is. It's the distance. You stand at the top of the hill, right? We're at the end of the greenway, and you look on the other side of the baseball fields where our property ends, and that's where it is. Okay?
Does it wiggle around?
It's 3 hectares.
It's probably in alignment in the link that she'll send us.
Yeah, it actually, you know where you pull up to the on the greenway to the red house on the hill? Our proposed alignment goes to the right there through kind of the picnic area, and then takes a hard left as soon as you get to the end of the picnic area, and we take advantage of some existing pavement to get down to the baseball fields, and we loop past the soccer fields down to where the sewer easement is this moment, and we hang a right. There are a number of reasons for that. I desperately wanted to put it on the put the proposed alignment on the sewer easement because the commissioners had struck a deal with the city that the city would be required to put gravel down on that sewer easement for the purposes of children riding bicycles, which I thought was a great idea. Until I went out there and walked it, and it's a swamp. Mm-hmm. And even if you still think that's a good idea, which I'd be pleased to do if I'm directed to do so, if you still think that's a good idea, go look at our section of greenway that was built on a swamp in between. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. I mean, it sinks into the swamp. Reminds me of that Monty Python.
The existing portion of that whole greenway?
Yeah, our portion right before you get to the bridge that keeps filling up with mud.
Oh, the under Four Seasons. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to think of something to do there. What we've been doing, our first attempt was to breach the dike, which is not actually a dike. A long time ago, they would dig sediment out of the river. You know, it was before the Army Corps got involved in these things and just... When I say they, I don't mean us. I mean farmers and folks would do that. So these unnatural dikes are throughout that section of the Waha. At any rate, it keeps the water in. So we breached the dike, and we tried to put some drainage ditches in, and it didn't do the trick. So we're investigating other opportunities. The Corps will not let us build it up, which, of course, they would not let us do on the sewer easement either. So I think you'll see some discussion at the commissioners' meeting about what they want to do with that gravel, if they want to pressure the city to put it down anyway, which, of course, is their prerogative, or, you know, the sky's the limit. What else do you want to do? So nevertheless, that's why our proposed alignment does not go down through that the easement section, which is where I'd hoped it would go.
John, is there still public comment open on some of the DOT money for ferry funding for pedestrian projects, or what is the, is it tech? Is that touchy? I don't know.
No, it's not touchy.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if I can speak about that in an educated fashion. I'll take a stab at it. I think, were y'all here when I talked about NCDOT before? Is that ringing a bell? Everybody
does.
Yes. Yeah. I'm thinking about writing a book about NCDOT funding and calling it The Puzzle Palace.
Do it.
Because it is incomprehensible. I've been involved in it for 15 years and a master's degree. And I've worked at the North Carolina Senate and the United States Senate, and I'm not the smartest person on the planet. I got to tell you, I don't have a law degree, Gray. But you know, I'd like to think that I'm smart enough to figure out how NCDOT works, and that's just not the case. Yeah, it is intended that way.
Stephen Hawking did a good job.
Yeah, it's not. There's no real system. I'll tell you that what really happens is that there's some people down who work at the state in Raleigh. And they just make the decisions. But they've set up all these boards and lists and letters and comment periods and legislators and all this rest of this stuff, which is intended to make us work on these lists instead of actually getting projects done. So suffice to say, my belief is that, yes, there is a comment period open. Because there's always a comment period open. But no, I don't know when it is. And let me punt again and say that they have a rotating schedule to allow us to apply for NCDOT funds for a bike ped and all kinds of other things. We've been successful at that in the past. In fact, Westfelt Park project is a NCDOT funded. Yeah.
link to some public comment stuff that related to that on the City of Asheville's website. It would probably have the whole DOT region, you know, with all the projects in it. So if you're interested in looking at that, that's on the City of Asheville's website. But I didn't know if there was something specific about our county or something that was worth.
No, not at this moment.
Okay.
If you're interested in NCDOT, NCDOT projects, the way we manage it out of this office is we have a Transportation Advisory Committee, which is not empowered by the state, it's empowered by the county. And its purpose is to send representatives to the Metropolitan Planning Organization's meetings to their Technical Advisory Committee. Not to be confused with the technical, no, it's a technical coordinating committee. It's a technical coordinating committee and then the technical advisory committee, and we have a technical advisory committee that advises NCDOT, and we go from here to vote there to put it on the STIP.
Check.
It's the State Transportation Inventory of Priorities.
Why not?
Not to be confused with Tiger funding. Or, I swear, man. Do you know Socrates said that a civilization in decline becomes increasingly obsessed with details? Think about that.
Yeah. Not to be confused, but you're to be confused.
Right. I'm sure, y'all, what questions do you have? Rachel trying to trip me up with these State Department. Interestingly enough, they've gone towards kind of a complete streets model, which is a major victory because it means that in the future, as they rebuild our infrastructure, they'll be doing complete streets, which means they'll be adding I would call them bike lanes, but a larger shoulder so that people don't run over. Yeah, that's good. Got to be some question, right? We're only 22 minutes in.
I got a question.
I'm the only person on the agenda.
There were some engineers doing some sort of feasibility analysis for improvements to the intersection of North Main and Highway 25. And I wonder what the status of that was. I know they presented to maybe that was City Council.
Would have been City. They've been doing a study of, well, they've been repaving a lot of city streets too. They've been doing this. I know they've been doing a study of the area around the Oak Street and Sixth.
School.
Yeah.
So there's no county monies involved in any of those road improvements?
No. No. The county gave up roads in the Great Depression. Praise the Lord.
Not really, because then it goes to the state, and that's what you just complained about.
No, we can't afford it.
But the City of Hendersonville does maintain some of its streets.
There are millions, I mean millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars tied up in the roads. Millions.
Mm-hmm.
Which begs the question. I could talk about DOT forever.
John, is there still an ongoing conversation, or I guess it's advocacy at this point in time, with, between Blue Ridge Bicycle Club and Blue Ridge Community College in the county? Is that an ongoing conversation? You guys aren't actively researching that, correct? Being on the board of Jackson Park?
No. Y'all know that I work for the county manager, and my staff works for him, and the Board of Commissioners instructs him to execute certain tasks. Among those, one of the ones we were ordered to do was look at the alignment through Jackson Park. It's not coincidental that that line terminates at the edge of the right-of-way. There have been discussions between Blue Ridge Bicycle Club.
Yeah, I can speak to this.
Go ahead, please.
We have a coalition of groups working on this that have converged as the Friends of Opelika Greenway, and are working on landowner outreach between Jackson Park and the community college to figure out the best path, making sure that the landowners are on board before we go any further. At the same time, we've received board resolutions of support from Blue Ridge Community College and also a bunch of other organizations in the area, including Party, League of Women Voters, I believe, have signed on, Friends of Acusa Trail, Mountain True, CMLC, you know, basically building support for this section. And then the next, we're actually going to be presenting some of our efforts to the the Parks and Rec Advisory Board. I'm sure that's not the proper name for it, but this body for Parks and Rec, County Advisory Board, on September 13th at noon. We just had a meeting yesterday with Commissioner Hawkins to update him on some of our accomplishments as far as landowner outreach, and to discuss John's department's work in Jackson Park. So looking forward to hearing more about that at the commissioners' meeting next week. Looking forward, we're the next step is to get funding for the project. So we're looking at the TAC that has something like $1.8 million set aside for pedestrian infrastructure projects. So we'll be looking for support on that board. And their budget process is around the same time as the Parks and Rec budget will be coming around in January. So we're going to be completing landowner outreach hopefully in the next couple of months before all the budgeting comes around. So it's in the works, nothing concrete yet.
Great. Do you guys have any, I know you said funding is next step after you get done with the outreach. Is there any advocacy effort you guys are planning to pursue with that?
No. I mean, it hasn't risen to the level that we need to, you know, do hard advocacy. It seems to be supported by the community, supported generally in concept by the commissioners. So as long as everybody's on board, I don't think we need to raise too much of it.
Okay. Let me ask you this, because I think some of the things that we've talked about here are they're impacted, they affect our county, they're part of the county, then we have to go through the commissioners, but they're also somewhat of a semi-regional conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about greenways and Blue Ridge from Transylvania to Pole to from Buncombe to Henderson. Are you guys having conversations outside of just Henderson County?
No, I mean, we're really focused on the Aquawa Greenway corridor at this point. I mean, luckily, as you know, in Henderson County, we have pretty robust support for these types of projects as opposed to other counties in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, just looking inside of the county for and opportunities to connect are, you know, always something we like to see. So
great.
We can keep expanding and connecting to different pedestrian infrastructure. It'll get better as it gets.
There you go. Okay, great. Everyone, I apologize. I don't know if everyone's met Ian Edwards. He's the chair of the city's Environmental Sustainability Board. I want to welcome him to our meeting. I've been coming to his meetings and bugging him a lot, speaking out of turn. So I apologize. Feel free to reciprocate. So does anyone other have any questions or thoughts of John? I think, John, we appreciate you coming and spending time with us and talking about things.
I always enjoy it.
Any schools like doing future planning or going into construction? The high schools, those are county dollars, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Yes,
and that's adjacent to the intersection that I mentioned.
Gosh, as a matter of fact, we've got about $110 million worth of capital projects moving at this time.
Wow.
There's the Health Sciences Center, which is wrapping up. Students are going to be going first day of class on Monday. Wing it, and then that Wednesday, Blue Ridge Community College is going to start there. We expect that one to be completely wrapped up by October 10th. The Cancer Center in the basement, Wing It Pharmacy on the second floor, and the third floor will be Blue Ridge Community College's allied health programs.
Where is that structured? What are you talking about?
It's from the Y.
It's
quite
across
from
the Y.
Yeah.
You know, it's really incredible.
It looks great.
It'd be a good place to go have a environmental meeting. once it's maybe
Marcus
in November.
Marcus Indoor Fireplace in, like, America.
What?
She's got a fireplace?
No, it's a joke. There is a fireplace, but it's not the light, it's just a fireplace. Who told you that?
David.
Well, he's lying to you. Don't repeat that. As an aside, I won't tell that story. There was a fountain in the original drawings, but we deleted it because it was outrageously expensive. So, that's one that the county is going to be breaking ground on, the Innovative High School at Blue Ridge Community College. It should house about 500 students.
It's going to be a whole separate structure?
Yep.
What's that about?
The same building?
Yep. Ma'am?
What's that about?
It'll be a combination of the career services facility, which is out at Balfour at the moment, and
Early College.
The Early College. It's going to be a really neat building. That facility will cost about $15 million to construct, and we expect it to be open for FY17.
Wow.
School year. Yeah, we're going to build it.
We didn't all think that they'd get the health building done in time for the semester to start.
Indeed. Yes. Indeed. Well, I did a lot of threatening.
You did good. I'm impressed because
we were all like,
yeah,
that now, right?
They'll never do it. They'll never do it. Well, I wouldn't be here today if we hadn't accomplished it. You know, we had a lot wrapped up in it.
What about the downtown high school?
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting
oh,
there.
Okay,
I was just,
sorry.
Yeah, I have nothing.
I was just thinking about what a terrible thing it was in order to get done. But good news, that project is on time and under budget. So not a whole lot under budget, but enough to where you think, well, they did a pretty good job. So downtown high school, yes. Hendersonville High School, the commissioners approved option 3. At their mid-April meeting. Option 3 was to build a brand new high school on the Boyd property, which is adjacent to the current high school, and to leave the Stillwell building, which is the building that they currently occupy, intact, and to tear down some of the structures behind it, which were built in the 70s and 80s, and to place the new school on both that property and the Boyd property. Its cost at this time is approved at $52 million and some change. Programming meetings are occurring with Hendersonville High School teachers, principal, and other staff there, and with the school board administration.
It's programming needs for the inside the buildings, so does that mean like the footprints and all are set?
They're not set, but that is going forward. What we're doing what the architect is doing at this moment is, first what you do is you put together the program that you need, right? Then you take those sections of mass and you place them, you try to figure out the adjacency in the building. For instance, you know, you want permitting next to inspections, so that people permitting and talk to people inspections, you don't want inspections 3 blocks away. So, you know, there's discussions now about, well, do you want to put the band here or the band room here? You know, those are the discussions that are being held right now. They've been beginning the kind of the diagramming of where they want to place it on the site, and I expect probably in September or October that we'll begin the entitlement phase of the process, where we'll come to the city to receive their blessing about zoning and all the rest of that plan, you know. So that's where that is. At the Balfour site, the commissioners have approved a $13 million emergency management headquarters facility, which will house the rescue squad, emergency management services, and EMS. It'll be their EMS headquarters in that facility. that work on that will begin immediately after the children leave next August. You should see we've been ordered to begin demolition at that site the day they leave, and we will do that. And we expect that to be built within a year as well.
And Newville, maybe?
Hmm?
And Newville Elementary in there?
It's not. It is not. It's in the background. The commissioners.
They have horrible heating in there.
Yeah.
Place.
I've been all over that
and
building seven or eight times. They've seen some conceptual drawings, but their decision at this time has been to move forward to Hendersonville High School. We'll see if they bring it back up or take it up at a later meeting date, but that's where it sits at the moment. Yes, ma'am?
The traffic impact during construction of the new high school. Wow, are they going to do that?
Well, there have been some discussions about that. We will be doing a traffic impact analysis before we begin. One thing that's good about, you know, the vision of the commissioners in purchasing that piece of property, the Boyd property, was that you now have enough room to do lay down and staging of equipment on the property without having to, you know, clog up 25. We've been really successful out on 6th Avenue with our health sciences center. You know, a lot of that stuff is about hiring the right firm, which we've done, I believe. Not just Clark Nixon, but with Benoit. We have kind of an exhaustive selection process where we do a request for qualifications and grill these folks and call all the references, make sure that they've built in a downtown condition before. Because, you know,
are there any issues with the cavern underneath Ward's property?
Not yet. We don't expect. Well, we don't expect to be surprised. We're actually, you'll see people drilling out there this week.
I drove by and they were drilling.
Good. Great. I'm glad they are. They should be. We're paying for this, after all. There are actually, is interestingly enough, a stream that flows through the bottom of Hendersonville High School.
Cold Spring Park is just on North Main, and it feeds through the community garden in Sullivan Park.
It's really deep.
It's neat. It is neat.
They used to call that area the Plum Grove, I think. Is that true?
Don't know.
There's a really great article in Fitzsimmons' book from the banks of the Oklawaha about the siting of the first Hendersonville High School. And its purchase from some different of the older families in the area. But I would commend you all to that book, even though some people have said he made some stuff up. It's worth reading.
What's the title?
From the Banks of the Oklawaha.
From the Banks.
Fantastic, really. They have three volumes. Don't make fun, Phil. Have you read it?
I haven't.
You got to go get a copy.
I'm going to.
You need to. They're hard to come by.
Yeah, good luck. I'm trying to find them for months.
Grace tried to steal my copy.
I did.
They are for loan at the library.
Why don't you get? Don't we have somebody county library? They could digitize it and put it up as an e-reader.
That's a good question.
If you have a copy, you donate it.
Well, actually, there are copies over there. But I'll tell you what I will do is I'll make that recommendation to my counterpart.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
We actually traded when we were...
I read that thing on my iPad every night.
When we were splitting up the county departments. I wanted the library because I love the library. And I traded her recreation for something. So I got recreation, she got the library. I've been bitter ever since.
Who is that? She?
Amy Brantley. These are all great questions. I go on like this forever.
No, you can't.
Are you done? Are you finished?
No, that's okay. Any other questions for John?
No?
I don't think so.
Guys, this is your shot, you know?
Your
public.
Shot.
Here you are. We're being recorded.
What do you think is a better way to organize roadways? Counties own roads or state own roads? Because in South Carolina, counties owned all... They're like county roads. and the state only has the main major highways.
Objection. Sustained.
Would you prefer it to be county localized?
Well, I actually hope that I read a very interesting study some years ago about the panic that plagued the administration of the city of New York for many years about what they were going to do with all the horse manure that was going to be stacking up in the city 50 years hence. This is done like 10 years before the automobile was invented. And they wasted untold amount of money trying to figure out what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. They put plans on the shelf and hired a bunch of planners to figure it out. And boom.
Henry Ford.
Overnight, it became a moot point. So, in answer to your question,
Tesla's going to say
it's
this.
It's my great hope that we, too, will be a generation of people that will undergo a revolution. Because it's happened to every other generation preceding us. And I hope that it'll happen to us. And so then we won't have to worry about greenways or any of the rest of the stuff. Just happen. But who knows? Who knows what'll happen?
There you go.
Good to keep the big picture.
Way to end on that tune with John.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Okay. Maybe we should take a moment, let everybody just soak that in.
I did want to pass around. This is the presentation that John mentioned about the Riverwalk Park across the river from West Belt that we had on the agenda from last month, I think. So you're welcome to just take a look at this. And I'm working on this with the planning department, and there's a lot of moving parts, but this is the presentation. So I'll just pass it around. You guys can take a look at it. I'm happy to answer any questions on it. And we're going to be working with Mountain True, and we're going to be working with Carolina Mountain Land Conservancy and with Wildlife Resources Commission and NC State. And there's going to be a lot of really great partners on this park. So it's going to take a couple years because it's probably going to be a super expensive thing to accomplish because we got to get across the river. There's no other public access, but once we do it, it's going to be really great. So
how long is it going to be?
The project?
Yeah. No, I mean
the bridge.
No. How big is the property that you're talking about?
I have the exact length of the parcels on there, but it's the river walk access.
27.82 acres.
Well, the river walk part between our parcel and NC State's parcel is 1,200 feet or something like that. No, I'm sorry. It's longer than that.
Yeah.
It's on the...
Yeah. Well, it says 12 acres on NCSU. And then
but there's a line that goes all the way.
And 15 for Westbrook.
I should know that. I haven't looked at it anymore. Okay. But it's on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how are you going to get across the river?
Walkway?
We're going to try and build a bridge. With a really big pedestrian bridge.
Uh-huh.
That's the plan.
Expensive, right?
Very expensive on the downstream side of the dock and the boat launch that's already there. So that's why it's a multi-phase project.
It just says about a third of a mile.
Yeah, so.
You gotta say one more thing about greenway advocacy before we leave that. Like I said, it's a pretty easy sell with a whole lot of support from the community now. What we've been doing to just promote the use of the greenway, which hasn't really needed much promotion. There's a million people out there using the thing. It's great. We've been doing a series of walks and talks. Philip, I think are you on one of those coming up? Water quality?
Yeah.
So a different topic every month of just getting people out on the greenway walking. Our first one, like about 60 people showed up. So pretty huge. And it's just like promoting the use of the greenway. But as far as this board advocacy initiative that you can consider taking up, whether greenways or pedestrian infrastructure is a priority or not, when this comes around for budget approvals with the county, just a letter of support if this board sees fit to tell the county commissioners that you support projects like this and that they're important to the community. I think that could really go a long way for the commissioners feeling like they have some people behind this project.
Thanks, Greg. Mm-hmm. Rachel, a question on that Riverwalk project. John mentioned it's coincidental, or it's not coincidental, that the extension of Oklawa hits the easement for Blue Ridge. Is there something similar going on in the north side of the county with Westfeld? Is there anything up there that it's not a coincidence that you guys are trying to pair up with, or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge of this project. So the improvements that John was talking about at Westfeld Park are improvements within the existing park itself, kind of creating some more trails and rate. It's super low right there. It's all in the floodway, floodplain. So a lot of it is just improving the trails there.
Gotcha.
Maybe in the future that's something, and that's kind of why I was asking him about the public comment on the transportation priority funding.
Yeah.
And I know for some years, and this was part of ECO back in the day too, is that there were some advisory committees from Buncombe County folks and Henderson County. I don't mean the governments, but entities in the two counties that had been discussing greenways coming down along a French Broad spanning between the two counties.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before Sierra Nevada came, and they were part of the conversation. So I'm sure that there's a whole lot of discussion, but to my knowledge, there's nothing actively being put together to connect those right now. That doesn't mean it can't happen in the future, but we're just focusing on putting the properties together that we already own,
mm-hmm.
you know, or that we know we can get MOUs with to access. But
makes sense.
And from our perspective on Friends of Oklawaha, it seems to be much more productive when you can chop it down into a manageable segment, like here to the community college, instead of looking like here to South Carolina.
I see.
Right. So, you know, once we have more concrete commitments and funding for this section of the community college, I'm sure we will be refocusing to another
right.
section or sections of trail, always aimed toward connectivity with other municipalities and trails. Sorry.
And I think that's a really good point. And when you don't have a larger county or region-wide greenway planning master plan or document or anything like that, it's much easier to do it in sections for funding, but also for the easements and all of the outreach that you have to do. So,
makes sense.
And there's also a lot of transportation issues that you have to deal with when there's pedestrian infrastructure being put in. So.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller chunks makes a difference. And I don't want to speak on behalf of the committee, but I'm sure some of us would be interested to know about that presentation that you guys are going to give to the Parks Board.
Yeah.
When did you say that's going to happen?
Next month, September
okay.
13th. And I'm sure we'd be glad to do the same presentation for this board.
We can talk about that.
Yeah. And can you speak to what the content of that presentation, is it just greenways in general or the Oklawa project?
The Blue Ridge Community College
okay.
section. So just an update on kind of taking off of John's update through Jackson Park and picking up from
okay.
the border of Jackson Park South, and just update on landowner outreach and commitments that we've obtained and
okay.
other things in the works. So.
You mentioned just one follow-up question, Rachel. You said that we don't have a plan or a Greenways master plan or anything like that. But is the county already starting to retool the comprehensive plan? Because 2020 is the current plan.
Right. That's a really good question for John for the planning folks.
Okay.
I'm sure that there's some process they're going through with their advisory group as well, but also internally
gotcha.
As staff, where they're kind of going through and putting some updates together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly, but there is a greenways and recreation
right.
Piece of that comp plan that I know they would probably be including all these updates in, so I can find out kind of where that comes.
Okay, that'd be great, because that's what came to my mind when I read that plan. There was a greenways commission or something like that in there, and maybe what you guys are doing can grow into that as you have successes. And
that'd be awesome.
Okay, great. Okay, well now, unless anybody has any follow-up questions that we've been talking about here.
So I can get ahead to announcements real quick, so that we have more time to do our other.
Please.
I can pass these
right.
around, but our Hustle House
is
fall events and our paint collection events are coming up, so I'm happy to pass these around and give you the dates and the times for those.
I'll share them on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you. So those are coming up this fall at the convenience center and the transfer station. We didn't think we were going to get the program put back in this year, but the commissioners decided, and I think it was wise because there's so much of this coming out there that it was very important to make sure we're taking care of this stuff in the right way.
And I'm giving some of those to take to school.
You can take those, and I can email you. I think I sent them to Carolina or to Tom.
They were on our
The river gets pretty high.
They were on the message that you sent me. Yes. That I thought all of us got a reminder. But I'll email you the posters.
They looked pretty high.
They're on my website, too.
It's just real lot. It's French Road, really wide. And this is like a panoramic picture, I think.
So I got to leave them like
that. That's actually upstream and downstream.
Just send it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay, so we're gonna get rolling on the consensus process. Just and remember, for those of us that were here last year, we picked items that we were passionate about. And so before you leave, Tim, I want to get your items. If you've got a couple that you're like, hey, listen, please keep me up at night, let's hear and get them up on the board.
I think we did some of my ones.
Well, does it mean I mean you may have some
Well,
I
am the year before last, so these and pollinated.
Okay.
So what you got this year?
Yeah, right. I don't know. Let's see what we got. I got to go get the kids from 4-H camp.
Help take the notes.
At 4.
Yeah. I can take notes. You want to be the...
No, I'll do my best. So
you went to scroll on those.
They'll be all right.
That was my hands off on it. I kind of exploring it. Sorry.
You're not getting the responsibility.
And I'm sure whatever you guys pick.
So
can I ask a question? Not to derail us, but... The bridge that would connect the Riverwalk Park mm-hmm. and Westfield Park.
Mm-hmm.
Did John talk about that? Because I walked in while he was ending his.
He just mentioned the park project. I don't think he went into
it. Is there a long-term plan for when that would happen?
Yeah, probably in about 2 or 3 years from now. Because we have to get the money. Yeah. It's
so
like
it
a
is,
$400,000 bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not cheap.
Over the French Broad River.
Well, it's a pedestrian bridge. So it's cheaper than a vehicular bridge.
That's right.
Still a long span.
Because we got to get all the permitting from the Corps because it's a blue line stream on all the maps.
Yeah, you could say.
So they're actively pursuing it, or they've tabled it to start again later?
We have been directed to look into grants and partnerships and opportunities to try and get the money for it.
So there's money
that's
phase
first. Two, I think. What's that?
So the concept is the line.
Yes.
Then you do money scrounging. Then you do actual kind of schematic design.
Yes.
You have to hire consultants.
That's right.
And then get a real cost estimate.
That's right.
Then probably more scrounging.
We have estimates just for knowledge of how much we need to try.
How long is the scrounging phase? This first scrounging phase.
Year.
As long as it takes.
How long it takes. It just depends on what kind of grants and things that we qualify for and how much some of those Broad Point Industrial Park people and groups want to be involved in donating any money or whatever. We have
talking to them.
A variety of us, but John and me and Andrew Tate and Marcus Jones, and there's a lot of us.
And I presume whenever the big investment for the bridge is made, it would probably do some improvements to the Riverwalk as well, so it'd be more than just a grass path?
We're hoping it's going to be ADA compliant.
So that would be hard service.
That's what we're hoping, but because it's in the floodway, even though the bank is raised about 15, 20 feet on that side, it just kind of depends. So we'll have actual, like, real engineering and stuff done, but the hope is to make the pedestrian bridge and the walkway ADA compliant. So.
What's the access to the new area across the river from West Elk if you don't get that bridge in?
That is another part of phase two if you don't get the bridge.
Zip line.
Huh?
Zip line.
Yeah. It would be
awesome. That would be
awesome. No, it just depends on how the money plays out, and the businesses at Broad Point don't want people accessing from that side because there's no good road access, and it's private over there. They don't want people getting onto their property, which we totally respect them. That's
how do the farmer, whoever is planting crops, get to that area now?
There is a gate and a dirt road that you can drive just a tractor down one way. There's no two-way traffic on it. It is really bumpy and kind of scary.
You can drive over there, though. It's just gravel.
There you go.
Okay, so how we did this last year is...
Yeah.
Rachel's good enough to take notes up on the board, and then we voted based on those that we put up there. And remember, this is kind of a broad swath, so this is our first blush at it. So we say something like green infrastructure. We all say, hey, that's something that keeps me up at night. Perfect. And then we'll cut it again and say, hey, it's water conservation, it's water quality, it's agriculture, you know, whatever it is. So.
So we'll do your first choice is blue, your second choice is pink, and your third choice is yellow. Yellow, and
let me ask a question before we do this. So we talked, if I recall correctly, I think I may have missed it last meeting, but we talked about having one of the commissioners come and talk to us about what they thought. Is that still on track?
What we kind of decided, Chris, was that we would.
If I'd been real industrious, I would have listened to it.
Yeah,
so sorry.
Okay. we said that we would talk to them about what we're considering, and then allow them to kind of point us. Or they may say, "Hey, stay away from that. That's a bee's nest." And we'll take their direction as such. So our exercise here is to go through what we, as citizens, appointed citizens, are hot about.
Okay.
Anything related to environment. Ability. No worries. So we got bees and greenways?
Yeah, and plants. I told her plants should be one of my first ideas.
Okay.
Plants that don't pick me.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah, so we were going to try and get one of the commissioners to come after we did this so that we'd have something to share with him that we've been brainstorming and talking about where to go and the things that you feel like are important and that as citizens you're noticing are coming up a lot as topics in the community. And then maybe he'll have something to say, well, this is on my radar as a commissioner. You know, please add this to your list or please consider or whatever. But I think it would be more, it'd be more beneficial for us to have some topics going because we've been through this for over a year now trying to get one of the commissioners to come and give us some ideas on what they want us to talk about, and it hasn't happened in over a year. And even me asking just, you know, in discussion with any of them, there's never just one thing that they say, well, I really need you to do this or really need this group to look at this. So
I think we'll get much far more rich feedback if we say, hey, listen, these are the two things we're focused on. Do you see anything in there that we should really like dig into? I think it shows our credibility as well. That's what our intent is. So.
And then this sheet, we did this last year too. It's just a pros and cons list. So, you know, as we're brainstorming topics, just be jotting things down so they don't slip out of your mind. And if this might even help you come up with your priorities for your sticky notes when we go to actually pick our top three. So, okay. So if somebody, let me just get a pen, so that way I'm taking some notes too. So I think the first thing we did was just throw categories out. So whatever you can think of that's going to come to your mind as a category or a topic that you were personally really interested in, or can even be something we've already talked about that you'd like to continue talking about, but we can chop them out, we can go around the room, whatever you want to do.
Fire at will.
Greenways. Gardens, community, and pollinating.
Is basically under gardens and pollination. It's just it's local food, composting. You know, I don't know how you want to classify that, Rachel.
We can.
I guess food security
we
or
can draw it down.
Yeah,
okay.
That works.
What is food security?
Well, I think. to me, it's a broad topic. It could be education. It could be teaching young people about things, like a lot of what Rachel does, or it could be teaching them about sustainable practices with their food, like composting. It could be teaching them about seeds. I mean, we could work with a tree board. You know, I could see that going a lot of different directions, but just getting us connected to where our food comes from, basically, is...
I think a big umbrella of food security would be anything that creates a public less dependent if the need arises on English.
Yeah.
Right. Or on any market.
Like farm to table kind of thing? Is that
basically, yeah.
That's the way it keeps coming into mind.
Yeah, right, right. It could be like Mills River Partnership type work or, you know.
Okay. The county has a high incidence of food insecurity.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of kids that go home with no food at home or no home during the, or no food during
it's
the summer.
Or a lot
it's
of
about
that.
25%.
Yeah.
I don't know, the laser on priorities launch too, so.
Yeah.
Those are some federal issues that, we cannot tackle
right
here, but we can still talk about.
Something else that I really like is a way to encourage businesses to behave sustainably, like recycling, et cetera. One of the things that the ESB has talked about, and I think it's a great idea, is like a green award, like ECO used to do, or something like that. We could research that and maybe find a prominent business to be the front runner. And, you know, we know our commissioners are not going to say, no, you can't do this practice, because that would be punitive, but we can help them encourage businesses to behave in a certain way. Maybe that's something we can research. Maybe other communities are doing something like that.
We talked about health in conjunction with greenways, getting out, moving to work, eating smart. It's all.
Mm-hmm.
Obesity is probably the.
Definitely.
I don't know how that falls in your environment.
So getting out in the environment is good for your cardiovascular health, which is good for your heart, which is good for everybody. Do you want to take a second look at the ones we had from last year to see if any of those need to be revisited or?
Last year we looked at local agriculture, green infrastructure, solid waste and recycling, alternative energy and alternative fuels, air quality, water, conservation and quality, landslides.
Those were our topics. Mm-hmm. And then we got in to detail about each of those, just kind of based on things that we thought might be up for discussion in a much longer period of time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, landslides.
Add landslides again? Okay.
And also air quality and an alternative fuel can.
Okay.
I'm going to put them in the same category.
Yes.
Okay. So I think we pretty well covered water stuff last year.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we want to talk about flooding or anything. Flooding issues.
You could put that together with landslides. Like both weather related.
Okay. Extreme weather.
I mean, there are areas around that have flooding issues that can be addressed.
Mm-hmm. It should be its own category then?
Sure.
Okay.
We could just have a category for service water.
Yeah,
service water. Okay.
That's fine too.
Okay.
I want to see how low you can grasp down.
Okay.
Give you a chair.
Are there, just from like news topics and things that you've been reading about or listening about, you know, and then there's something about Lightning or the Times News or anything like that, that, or the Mountain Express or whatever, Citizen Times, that just really, you've read about them a lot of times and keeps you up at night, or you just really think it's super interesting and you just want to do some more research. I mean, any of those kinds of things.
What about, we heard a lot about tipping fees at the solid waste transfer station.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you feel like, it's not a loaded question, but do you feel like that's something that we could look at all, or is that kind of handled, would you say, by the county staff?
So, I'm just trying to think of how to answer it so that it gives you the answer that you're looking for. The public hearing that was scheduled for this coming Wednesday's board meeting to reconsider the flow control option as one of the ways to keep the Solid Waste Enterprise Fund sustainable is now being moved to September. So that's coming back up in September. I am not sure that I guess you're all welcome as citizens to make a public comment, written or in person at the meeting, how you feel about the solid waste policies that we as staff have presented to the commissioners to help deal with the gap in the budget for solid waste, because it is an enterprise fund. But I don't know that I would like to ask Marcus what he thinks on the group as a whole, maybe saying what they think about it. That's a very vague answer.
I agree. No, I think it's a big topic in general. I know we looked at, didn't this body look at burning trash years ago or something like that, wasn't
uh-huh.
there?
Yes, when I first came to staff the committee, the group was talking about trash incineration and just doing a lot of research from communities all over the country and the world that do trash incineration, and then do a lot of it as landfill gas to energy or biogas or things like that. And they were just doing research and didn't get anywhere close to a consensus and did not put any kind of, you know, letter forth to staff or the commissioners about what they found. They were just simply gathering research. That's in a bunch of the old recordings that are on the website too, from 2014.
They're doing a lot with landfill methane. Why don't we put it as a
solid waste and recycling?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, but if you wanted to take up some of this stuff and talk about waste diversion and programs that you as citizens feel like we really need to start addressing as staff, that's absolutely mm-hmm. on the table. I mean, by all means. Because it's hard for me sometimes to gauge what you might need, just me looking around, so. My HH training is on here, so I was like, alcohol, dioxide, calcium carbonate, but it's a totally different thing, sorry. I was just about to start saying it, and that's not related.
Anything else anyone's thought about or thinking about presently for us to consider?
That's a lot of.
Yeah, it is.
Did y'all read the PDF that I sent you from y'all's last meeting
mm-hmm.
at the city
mm-hmm.
From your June? Was it your June 20th meeting where you guys talked about some topics to maybe consider with us?
Electrical usage, green energy. Dark sky compliant county.
It was from last month.
Yeah, last month.
Okay.
We did our brainstorming. We're going to do this next week.
Cool.
We did this brainstorming session because our speaker had a conflict, so we kind of just went for it. Fortunately, Ryan was there to help kind of give a little foundation. So yeah, so we went through and brainstormed. We did this last month.
Cool.
And yes, somebody brought up dark sky compliant that had to do with light pollution.
Oh, and yeah, and another thing, Gray's on the ESB as well. Sorry.
Oh,
So we got two members with us. That's right. Yeah, so some other ones that came off that list. I kind of grouped them in categories. So green energy, sustainability, sustainable infrastructure, updating infrastructure. There was water quality, best management practices, business recycling, composting came up a couple times with them. Pollinator stations came up a couple times. Local food shed, source access methods. I think it's interesting because, yeah, you saw the email, but our lists are very similar. So I think it's kind of like what Gray was saying with Greenways. People are into this, even though there hasn't been a whole lot of advocacy. These are kind of organic issues, no pun intended.
Take it.
Yeah.
I know there's somewhere there's a planned river access point on Mud Creek off the Ottawa Greenway, maybe under, I don't know what road that is. It's not Berkeley Road. One of the roads that crosses.
Berkeley Mills?
No, the one between Maine and Berkeley Mills. There's another one. I can't remember the name.
That's
Clear Creek.
North Maine turns into Clear Creek.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe it's North Maine, but I digress. We had on last year blueways and river access points.
Mm-hmm. That might be in the city's jurisdiction as far as the actual access point, but that's something we can find out. If you can kind of...
I just wanted to put river access points as a bullet.
Okay.
I didn't really have any questions about a proposed one that may or may not be...
Of the road south of Kimberly Clark?
Yes.
That's Berkeley Road, I think.
Oh, it is Berkeley Road?
Yeah, it's Berkeley on one side and Balfour on the other.
That's the one you go under on the Greenway?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. No.
All right, it's a good list.
And we can always amend this throughout the year. I mean, we're not married to this. It's just... It seemed to give us a lot of really helpful structure last year to make sure we were getting all the information that we needed to have a productive time together.
Yeah.
So
our next exercise, do y'all want to see if any of those are correlated enough to combine them? Like, for example, last year we lumped greenways and blueways together. Is there any, do we want to take a moment to pair any of those up? Philip.
That's what we did last year.
The gardens and the food.
Okay.
We put it together.
So this has no well, I've only got blue, but this has no correlation for sticky notes. I'm just going to coordinate the colors.
Two and three.
Okay. Did you say greenways and...
Yeah, I was thinking greenways and river access points.
And you've got greenways under public community health,
yeah,
but I'm not sure that really goes into that cluster.
We did hear from Steve Smith last year on public health.
For the purposes
right.
of this committee,
that's
it probably
true.
Does, because...
Okay, so lock that one in.
That's really kind of our end to the public health.
That's true.
Okay.
Or probably the most efficient end.
Okay.
Landslides, in terms of construction?
Well, steep slope ordinances. So...
Erosion fences.
Right, and how far away buildings... New construction of buildings, the density, width. I mean, people build on anything practically.
New versus already in place.
I'll be that guy and just speak to ordinances a little bit, because we ran into this before, and I don't mean to say no to that, Mary Beth, but
right.
just in the sense that I think we. It's a deep issue, and I think think in some ways, like the planning board or folks like that are better empowered to handle topics like that, if I'm not speaking out of school. But we can, if y'all want to dig into it, we definitely can. I just say that as a consideration.
I feel obligated to bring it up.
That's fine.
Even though I know it's not going to happen.
That's more than okay. I just wanted to mention that. Just
could be another letter of recommendation.
Yeah. No, I know it's not going to happen until there's a big disaster. So,
right.
But I'm still going to bring it up.
I love it.
Yeah. Could be a problem.
Heart democracy. Let's do it. Okay. Anybody else got something for the board? Do you guys have anything, you think?
I'll cover
beyond this?
I'll cover the microphone.
Cover.
The dark skies thing is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard before.
Lake Lure.
I mean, I've heard the term.
Yeah. Well, along the coast, they have you turn out all the lights because of the sea turtles.
Right.
Coming
yeah.
Shore.
Right.
It's a light pollution. And Lake
right.
Lure actually has an ordinance.
Do they?
That's
cool.
You know, it's amazing flying in at night. How many lights you
yeah.
see in what we consider a sort of low density population. And it's
There's a significant difference between my house out in Flat Rock when I live in Flat Rock and my house in Laurel Park. Between what you can see and what you can't.
Which is how are you ranking the two?
Yeah,
Flat Rock I lived in basically downtown Greenville. So when we moved to Flat Rock it was
lights out.
Significantly different, yeah, because we lived off the Little River Road. Mm-hmm. But then when we moved to Laurel, I mean, I live on Laurel Park Highway now. It's noticeable to where I walk outside sometimes and I'm like, that's not nearly as good.
Yeah, well, you can't see stars anymore.
Yeah, I guess the one big topic I've seen missing is energy efficiency or anything related to energy use or sources.
Yeah, it could be with. Where do we have it? Alternative.
Last year we had alternative energy fuels.
Which I would suggest is a whole different conversation than energy efficiency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The energy efficiency, we're typically talking about buildings and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I would assume.
I will also put out there that I'm working on, I'm sure you heard about our bat house project.
Yeah.
Bat
house?
Bat.
Bat.
Bat. Not my project. Bat houses. That were, the county's putting up 50, and then I've got an Eagle Scout doing 12, and then I'm working with the home builders to hopefully get some at the college and some of the public schools. So that's all in the works, and I haven't told this to anybody else yet, but I'm kind of hoping to turn it into like a much bigger education piece where there's like an annual thing that we can do. So at some point I may need your input on that. We don't have to put it down as a thing we need to talk about at a whole meeting, but that's probably coming up in the next 6 months or so.
That ties in with gardening.
Pollinators.
They're pollinators.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And public health, because we have to stop Zika.
That too.
Excellent.
Yeah. So anyway, it's all tied in, so I'm just putting it out
there. We don't have that species in mosquito here. Not yet. Not until climate changes enough to warm it up.
There's that.
We do have that. Yes, we do.
We do.
Have that species. We have that.
We don't have that specific species. We have a species, and I believe we have another species in the same genus, but not that specific one. It's an Aedes, but I don't think it's the one that's in, there's two species, I believe. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that because Seth Swift and I talked about it a little bit.
A map in the New York Times that had North Carolina, which doesn't necessarily mean us.
Yeah, I thought we did.
Well, our bats are going to eat them, so.
There you go.
Whatever.
All the way, you ready to go?
I might be wrong.
I don't know.
I think we may be at like the very edge of the range.
I'm learning all kinds of stuff about that. Okay. So are there any more that you would like to lump together? Or not. Can you take another picture since we added a couple of them?
Yeah, I was going to wait and see if you circled.
Okay.
going to put Sustainable Green Award somewhere under a larger umbrella, energy efficiency.
Yeah, it could be wrapped in as one of the sustainable business practices, or does that sound good? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I think it's one of those wild cards. I mean, we could be talking about greenways and highlight it. We could be talking about recycling and highlight it. You could be talking about energy efficiency and highlight it. I mean, it's
so
a
it's
nice.
So it's an umbrella.
Yeah.
Mm. So I'll just put a color next to it so we know it's part of everything.
Cool.
Alright. Okay, for the sake of time, I think we should start bringing these in a little bit more. So I think the way that we did it last year once we got to this part was if you wanted to write down any pros and cons that you felt really strongly about some of these, we can do that. I think what we did was we narrowed it down to maybe six or something, and then I think brought up like one or two points about each one and then voted, or we can skip that and we can just, you can go ahead and use your three sticky notes. What would narrow it down the most so that we have a workable list? I think probably we ended last year with three main topics. I think three is a workable thing for a year's time. This is way too many things to take up.
That's right. Yeah. What do y'all think is the best next step from here? Do you want to go ahead and vote from this list or narrow it down?
Well, it looks like we had six things last year that we put our stickies on, and then there were two overwhelming ones after we voted. And if you look at what we've got grouped now, we don't have too many more than six.
Yeah, I guess that's a challenge with us voting. If the N's too large,
yeah,
skew the voting.
Do you want me to rewrite this and narrow the categories down?
That's fine.
Okay. Because I think also what we tried to do was once we narrowed down to the top two, we kind of came up with a plan of action as to those questions we wanted answered. Like with the water, I remember it was about conservation and quality, not quantity, and we wanted to define some parameters around it. So,
so there's a voting method to where I think maybe this is just what we can do. We can just do two rounds of it because we have a list and we can all do rank our things that we like or most interested in, and then you take the top five or top three,
yeah,
and then the people with their, you know, you can put our names on these, so then you get to move your two and your three to a different one. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's maybe we can funnel these options down to just three or two.
I'll second that. Sounds good.
That's
so everybody just put their name and a number.
Just gonna put your initials on your post-it notes.
Sure.
Okay, so go ahead and put your stickies, and then we'll re-categorize them from there.
Align the bullet with the top part of your sticky. That's how we'll keep them in line. You can feel free to cut. I'm still deciding which one to cut.
So blue is one, pink is two, yellow is three.
So we're going to try to do just the top two?
I think that will probably get us to a good set.
Okay, now I have
this
a question. If we've already grouped these three together, is there any difference between putting one here to putting one here? is that now one category, or is that still a separate category?
I would.
I think the grouping's soft. I think it's a soft grouping that we went through for 10 minutes. That's what it looks pretty soft.
If everyone picks greenways, we're not going to have enough space, so you could use the access point for space. You know,
so if maybe just based on color, if you've got, like, if you're really into the two or the three purple boxes, you could put whatever your top-ranking one is on any of them, and because they're the same color, somehow we can wrap them all into one. I think that's what you're getting at, too. With
I say for round one, we just keep them all completely separate, and then let's see what we got when everybody puts their cards down.
Okay. Okay, so what do you feel like? Do you
well, I don't think my idea is the best. I just think it's an idea for people to put their cards down quickly.
Yeah, let's just put them down.
Yeah.
The blue. Oh, did you do all three?
Yeah, everybody do all three.
Okay, so it sounds like what you're suggesting is don't worry about the colors. Don't worry about the color boxes here. Just worry about your color rankings here. Pick whatever line you want, and then we'll go back down, and if overwhelmingly everyone picks greenways as number one, we'll lump this pink and this pink into that.
There you
pink.
Go. Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Fair enough.
Okay. If not, just tell me. That's okay. I'm just interpreting.
I think no matter what, we have to reevaluate when everybody puts the cards down.
We
so
will.
Everybody seems to do it.
Okay.
Fine. We'll do it. Good part was I had a $50 per day per diem. I was out just eating oysters. And
no,
there you go.
Should just be a button.
That's in like
a three button.
Like yours costs like
$100. Yeah, right.
That's right.
I
would
I
never
like
buy this
work.
By myself.
Exactly. I do like going to Charlotte to take the light rail.
Nice. Yeah, that is fun.
As opposed to the people.
Okay, picture taker. You're going to have to photo this for me, please. Should we do since we know Anne's preferences, should
yes,
we put stickers
sorry.
For her? Okay.
Yeah.
So she said local agriculture and
Native plants.
Yeah.
That was kind of gardeners
breeding. Yes.
Just use your discretion. You know her.
No, Anne sent an email just to me and Ryan.
I thought we were doing
with
Kim.
I always have
to. Kim did do, she did plants and, what did I just say? Bees and plants.
Bees and plants.
It was local ag and something.
Green infrastructure and local ag. I guess she announced that in Greenways.
Say that again. Mm-hmm.
She said green infrastructure and local ag.
I thought we had local ag under. Yeah, local ag is that third one down.
And
third bullet point.
Bees
would be
yeah,
part.
Where it says local food, food security, local ag.
That would be part of top pollinator run.
Are y'all giving weight? Did I miss something? Are y'all giving weight
the
to
blue
the
blue?
Yeah.
Is the thing.
But does that count for like 3 points, pink
no.
for two?
No,
just
not
the number
waiting.
Of that kind of weight.
Yeah,
those are 10.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have the capacity to do all that math right now either.
Okay.
I don't anyway, but okay, local food and what else did you say? I'm sorry.
For Anne, local food and green infrastructure. So greenways, I suppose.
Okay. Oh, will you take another picture since we added to it, Philip?
Yeah, well, hang on. The Anne for green infrastructure should be more in the energy efficiency, sustainable green business, wouldn't it? No?
No, green infrastructure.
Green infrastructure is a greenway? Okay.
We defined it pretty loosely last year, too. I think she's more interested in the actual outdoor aspect of it than infrastructure, like you're thinking. Like, I think you're thinking more like gray infrastructure. There's gray, there's green, there's blue, and there's all these fancy terms. Okay. So, let's do this. If somebody will, on their piece of paper, I'm going to number these categories, and this is probably the easiest way. So if somebody on their paper will write down 1 through 11, and then I'm going to call out the number of colored sticky notes per line, and that way we know. You can just do hash marks, I guess. So one person can do blue sticky notes, one person can do pink, one person can do yellow, maybe. Okay. So.
But we're not waiting on, we can just do sticky notes in general, right?
Say that again? Number of sticky notes?
Yeah.
I was going to.
I do blue sticky notes, because that your first choice
is
of the most important.
Right.
Or just do like he was saying and wait them. 1, 2, 3, and then whoever, whichever one has the lowest.
Blue's 3.
And then that
was
that would allow for being your first choice versus your third choice, because it's going to get 1 point per 3 points.
Okay.
So blue is 3.
Okay, so blue is 3.
Pink is 2.
Pink is 2, and yellow is 1. Okay, so for number 1, 3 points.
Okay. 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11.
We're going to hate ourselves.
Okay. Or that's good too. I was just going to say, yeah.
So, 1 is 11.
Number 2.
I love it.
Well, we're combining the.
Oh, yeah.
1 is and 5, right? Oh, 5 doesn't have it.
Not yet.
Not
we're
yet.
Not combining
we're not
them.
Combining not combining yet.
We're keeping them
okay.
11. That's,
their that's
11
why there's 11. So there's 11 categories, and we're.
So
but then the
so pink is 4.
But then if we add all the numbers together for one thing, then it doesn't weigh.
I don't know.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Be in touch with me back after this.
I will. We'll talk on Tuesday when we meet with Bill.
Perfect.
Thanks.
What is your qualm with this method that we've?
I'm just saying if we add all the numbers together.
The weighted numbers. Yes.
I don't know. This is confusing.
What? No, what?
Let's try to find a way to
say it. No, I don't think it's stupid. Say, finish your statement.
Well, you're saying if we add all the numbers together, so if this one has 11, but the majority of stickies on number 1 are pink, not blue.
Right.
Then the priority sticky color doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think the way we'll resolve this is we'll eliminate down so where there's only 2 or 3 groups left, and then you can reorder your stickies.
Okay,
we'll have
be
a second vote.
That'll be the crux
yeah.
of making B. Okay, great. All right,
so number 1 had 11
that's
votes.
Right. 10, 11. Number 2 has 11.
Oh.
Number 3 has 3. 2. Number 4. Oh, is it? It's 3, then 2, then 1. So 5 for number 4.
5 for 4.
5 points for 4. 0 points for number 5. 0 points for number 6, 1 point for number 7, 6 points for number 8, it looks like just 1 point for number 9, 2 points for number 10, and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no, 6 points for number 11.
Yeah. So it looks like we have a tie for third place.
So, now what we'll need to do...
Oh, that was the top. So we have a top 3... Oh, top 4.
So what are the categories?
Oh, sorry.
But if you look at
if you add up the ones that are
the same color.
That are voting you secretary. You that.
Those are automatically the highest.
No, but so those are the ones that we have grouped together.
The ones that are the highest because
3 points.
But we were taking, we weren't looking at these as categories, we're looking at these just as the individual.
Okay.
Yeah, and then say that Greenways, because it has 11, and River Access, because it's also got some in it, but this other pink one doesn't. I mean, we can still lump them together as topics once we narrow down the top however many with the most points.
Okay.
So we can rank them by points. So one has, so 11, 11, 6,
eight,
6. Okay, so 1, 2, 8, and 11. Okay. 1, 2, 8, and 11. This is getting really colorful.
But
okay.
If you look at the fact that if you look at your clusters, you've already got two that are way ahead of anything else.
The 11s.
Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
you add two to the first one, and you add three to the second one, and
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, so coming out on top already, the gardens with composting, pollinators, community gardens, whatever, all of that is showing up in the top.
Well,
interest.
Slightly ahead of Green Waves.
Yeah.
And the only other cluster was, what, 4 and 11?
Yeah.
I think it's 6 and 5, it's 11. Yeah, that's a pretty big one, too. You've definitely got your top three. Without
well, there
going
were two with
farther.
6, but you're saying because they're grouped.
Yeah.
That they're higher. Yeah.
Why did we go through that clustering exercise if we weren't going to use it?
That's a sunk cost. If it's a waste of time, it's a waste of time. Just because we did it doesn't mean we have to use it.
Yeah, we don't. And it may be, too, if you decide on it today and then we get somebody to come present about it, you're like, I don't really care about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. You know, I don't know. Okay. So we know for sure, we can at least agree on the fact that we really love community gardens, gardens, pollinators. We're going to keep talking about that. Okay. So, we all agree on that fact.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried that these are all going to play out.
Yeah, but that's really no more than the 11 on Greenways, is it?
Hmm?
I mean, they were both 11.
They were.
Yeah. So we can put both Greenways
these two
impact the other one. Nonetheless. So.
Yeah, but we're now saying we don't care if they're combined.
I think last year maybe we only did two sticky notes instead of three.
Yeah, there are only two colors on the...
Yeah,
that was my bad. I just found all of my sticky notes and thought we wanted to use them.
Glad you only found three colors.
Yeah, more, but I only brought three. So, Greenways. Do we want to lump River Access with that? Because we can.
Lump it.
Lump it? Do we have
to I think it includes Blue Ways. And
yeah, Blue Ways.
Okay.
I mean... And if we choose...
This is where the lumping should happen.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Everyone's head's messed up because we tried to lump before we voted.
Yes. And so now we decide what did we think is included in Greenways.
Okay, I'm going to put green infrastructure back. I'm going to put... That's a semicolon, but it looks like a J. I'm sorry. Blue Ways. River Access. What else?
That's
okay.
Another
great. Sorry, that's a lot of things right there. Okay. Okay. And then we did gardens.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Now this had a lot of stuff in it too.
Mm-hmm.
We did pollinator
mm-hmm.
gardens.
You had community gardens.
Pollinator community and what do you say?
Yeah.
Local ag.
Yeah, local ag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then those third top runners, the six, the two six categories were surface water and energy efficiency. So I'm going to do those in a different. No, I'm not. I'm going to do them in this color. And you said flooding. What else?
Yeah, or she could put stormwater if you want. Sort of all encompassing.
River management.
Okay.
Could that be lumped with the blue waves and things like that?
No.
No, it's a different.
I think we're talking
problem.
About different things.
One time Joey wanted to worry about. Green infrastructure was things like. Ways to manage the flooding, you know, like,
think with greenways and blueways, we're talking about access, usage, public usage. With surface water and river management, I think what you had in mind was more like water quality issues for the sake of water quality. So is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that what you had in mind?
I can take the phrase green infrastructure out, but when I think of green infrastructure, it might be man constructed by man, but it's put there to help naturally manage water issues, whether that's quality or quantity. But they're also, most of the time, green infrastructure also can be like a sewer easement along a trail or something, you know.
Right.
So there's kind of multiple ways to look at it. But if it's super confusing and it's messing up our categories, happy to strike it from the record. No, it's a good clarification, and we need to make it before we...
I will defer to the group.
And remember what Rachel referenced earlier. Just because we have them on the board now and they're in mm-hmm. separate categories, you may hear from somebody and say, oh, you know what? Yeah, those are combined, or no, they're completely entirely separate.
Okay.
So it's not concrete, per se.
And we could also call this, like... outdoor recreation or trails or outdoor activity things. We don't have to call it greenways because everything we're talking about is not a greenway by definition. So we can redefine that category when we get to that. Okay, and then the other one was...
energy efficiency.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything specific we'd like to put into this one? Ian, were there some thoughts from y'all's group when you talked about energy efficiency that would maybe ring a bell for us?
I think we talked about like replacing light bulbs with street lamps with LED or energy efficient.
Okay.
Bulbs. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Anything else? And are we...
maybe like looking at like grants or solar panels or renewable energy options, stuff like that.
And when you say we were looking at, are you guys thinking of addressing this to the city of Hendersonville, like as a local government entity? Or what kind of audience are you envisioning this would be?
I think that, just kind of going off of what Ryan has mentioned and what you've mentioned, I guess, and what I've understood to be the case in terms of like writing letters of recommendation.
Okay.
I think that makes sense for us right now.
Okay.
We haven't even quite gotten this far.
Yeah. Education, maybe.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Like, what are the bodies that are under these local government, like public schools? Is it city properties? This building, for example.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Is that low-hanging fruit test?
Right.
That's what we're kind of chewed on.
Okay.
And it's safe to say we're talking about retrofit stuff, right?
That's
not
right.
New construction.
Right, new.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
That's a good list.
All right. That sounds pretty good. I guess the next... Did you get a picture of this one?
Nope.
So I guess the next piece would be, do we want to try and kind of create a schedule for ourselves with how we want to address some of these things, or we don't have to do that at all. We can take it kind of meeting by meeting like we did last year, kind of brainstorm at our next meeting who would be the fit to maybe even in one meeting. What we could do is find one or two representatives to come to one meeting and either pass something out that tells us what their organizations do, or we could split each meeting into, this one's going to be about, four meetings. That is half your year, though. So there may not be a lot of time to take any action necessarily. I mean, writing a letter is easy to do via email. We can do that via email, but the only reason I'm suggesting this is because we've heard a lot about this topic. Mm-hmm. We heard a lot about this topic last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that some of the information, aside from what John told us and could give us regular updates, I'm not sure that a lot of the information on this topic are going to be super new.
Mm-hmm.
Enough that it's worth two full meetings to address. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion, but you guys are welcome to do whatever you feel like.
We didn't really do much with the blue way, so we might focus more on that.
Yeah, or we can pick a subset of each one of these and focus on that. Totally could do that as well.
Yeah, I agree. We did a lot. We heard a lot about greenways and also the water. The water quality. Mm-hmm.
Sticking on number one.
Kim's out.
Kim is out. Hi, Kim.
I agree. I mean, I think that we've heard about greenways and stuff. I think it would be nice to focus on blueways and river access.
Okay.
I mean, we can stay apprised of the greenway process, but
yeah.
I think it's kind of rolling, and there's not much additional we can put into it. But we never really talked about the river access and
okay.
stuff much.
Okay.
Along those same lines, it's going to just happen this week. I feel like it's important just to know that they dedicated the newest river access site in Horseshoe, right in the Horseshoe Bend, right near Supersog, right off 64.
Yeah.
It's right there where Cummings Cove, you turn left if you're going towards Etowah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New access there, and that was partnership between county, TVA, Supersog, Continental Land Conservancy, Riverlink, Wildlife Commission. There may be other partners that I'm forgetting. But they had commissioner's report from like 18 months ago, so there is activity there. Riverlink's got another one going in up by Blantyre as well, and talk about other ones as well. So
who owns that access point?
Well,
Wildlife Resource Commission usually.
I know the one down at Penrose is theirs. I didn't know if that one was theirs.
They have the one at Westfelt also.
Yeah,
that's their county.
It's our property at Westfelt, but they manage it for permit, like because of permitting, and they also have like enforcement officers to check licenses and stuff like
that's
that.
That's what I would assume.
A joint thing, but as far as the property at Horseshoe, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I was just curious if...
But we could find out and see if there's, like, one coordinating body that could give us a list of those projects or come talk to us about the slated projects for the future.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go that route, we could do that.
Might be the new Outfitters.
Is that Outfitters associated with the one that just opened up, or is there the private access?
Well, yeah,
the private access.
There's this private access.
Yeah,
they actually
put four kayaks in the water from Lazy River Outfitters, which is the one that's just downstream. This one was a conservation easement to the land.
And along those same lines, I don't think
owned by the county, I think, or I think it's owned by the Wildlife Commission.
Well, I think this is a good topic, and Riverlink has a new executive director, so maybe...
Did they hire someone?
Oh, actually, it's Harville that does the
trail.
For
the River Trail.
Yeah. But in any case, he might want to come talk to
us. Okay, for the sake of time, there's a potential five.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I would make the...
Welcome to the vacuum.
You can't see the clock. What I would suggest that would be helpful for Ryan and I for planning for the next few meetings is that if you have some suggestions, so what I'll do is put this in an email to you with these four topics. I'm not going to include all the other ones just for the sake of clarity. I'll email these to you, and then based on each one, if you would reply all to the group with some suggestions on groups that you would like to come in, that we can invite to come and share information on these topics. We can go ahead and narrow down the list, and we can start making a meeting schedule as to getting those folks here. And then I have some folks with energy efficiency that I can get to come. So if we could start doing that, and then at our next meeting, if you all wish to meet next month, we can go ahead and narrow that list down and start having those presentations in the October meeting, if you'd like to do that. And maybe carry them on each meeting, or however you would like to do it.
I would encourage everyone to kind of strike while the iron's hot, while it's just fresh in your mind. So try to get those, as soon as those are, you know, as Rachel gets that stuff out in the next week or two, reply within like 10 days if you can. So otherwise, it'll be like, oh, what did we talk about? You know, keep the juices flowing.
And I will try the September meeting if you choose to have a September meeting, since you're only required to meet every quarter. I will try to get one of the commissioners to be here. And I've spoken with Commissioner Edney already, and he did agree to come. He just said, when do you want me to come? But I need to just make sure that he's still open. So I think it would be really good for us to have some of this kind of fleshed out a little bit more before he comes. And that can be via email, because we're not really voting on anything. Okay.
Sounds good.
So I'll take this back to my office, and I'll have it. Okay.
So thanks, Rachel, for working with us on that.
Yeah.
So this is what we talked about at pretty much every meeting we've had in the past year. Yeah, I want to go ahead and say that when this comes out, we're going to talk about it, and as such, we're going to need to meet in September to keep the momentum moving us forward. Do you want to go ahead? You need to vote on that, right?
To have a meeting, you do.
Right.
Yeah, because I just put to be determined. So your
meeting is September 1st.
So that's actually right before Apple Festival, so
yeah.
I can make myself available, but it's going to be a little tight.
What about the 8th?
Would it be better to do it the 8th? Or is that just, are you going to be in recovery?
I will definitely be in recovery, but if you want to meet on the 8th, I will be here. If I'm not here, someone will be here, but we'll make it happen if that's what you want to do.
Okay.
I think the 1st is just going to be really crazy.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking you won't have anything, you will have put that behind you, hopefully.
Yes.
On the 8th.
The 8th is a Thursday. Does that work for everyone?
Yeah.
Mr. Edney, maybe?
I will see. Yes, let me see about that. It's far enough out that I'm sure I can ask.
Good.
Tell me. Do we actually need to vote on that?
I think it's okay. You determined it.
Yeah, it's apparent. okay, great. Well, thanks for everyone's energy for two hour run today. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks, Ian, for riding with us.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in about a month.
Thank you.